by a jumbo jet. It wasn't easy, but nothing is. No.
It's Oswald right here, TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. Little ad lib urban radio just after 9 o'clock here on the West Coast. Thought I'd give you guys something to do here for the next hour, hour and a half as we work our way toward, I believe, 3 o'clock Eastern when we're going to hear some Shoutcast coverage right here on TSN. CNC Generals coming up, clan-based action. But right now, urban radio, little urban radio theme song. We'll be Urban Terror theme song. We'll be right into the show here in just a minute.
When it comes down to the wire, you'll scream Urban Terror.
You've been found till I put you in the ground.
Man down!
Your team will be target practice. And for you, I will not miss. You will fear my aim, and you'll remember the game, Urban Terror.
War.
This Art of War. Fast game hosting, reliable servers, dependable customer service, and your own stomping grounds to frag, frag, frag.
You want it?
And Art of War Central can provide it. Call 1-866-LOW-PING or visit their website, www.artofwarcentral.com. Art of War. They click ass.
That's right, they do click ass, and so do we right here at TSN. What's going on? Oswald here. Urban Radio for your listening enjoyment. As I drop my mic here, hang on. All right, I'm back. Urban Radio, so what's up? Friday, it's good for all of you who work the patented 9-to-5 Monday through Friday jobs, but not me. I'm back to the grind today in just about 4 hours. Cannot wait. I just love work. Don't I sound so enthusiastic? Too bad we cannot get paid to sit here and talk to you all day on TSN, because you know what? That'd be pretty damn cool. But That's not the case. I'll actually be at work writing scripts up for all the shoutcasting coming our way next week. A lot of clan-based action coming up here. Got a match Saturday, got a match Sunday, and chances are we're going to have a match Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday next week, time permitting. And right now, looking like that's going to happen. Kind of excited about that clan base. Some good action going on there. They have started the Summer Cup 2003. This season they are playing CTF, which is somewhat of a change. Most of the previous Open Cups before that have been, actually some of the Open Cups and Nations Cups have all been Team Survivor. So a lot of those gamers who might be a TS gamer as opposed to a CTF gamer, now trying to shift gears and play a little bit more team-oriented, just like excellent match we had yesterday, UK Vets and the Urban Terrorists. UK Vets played quite well as a team together, and it goes to show you what happens when you play as a team. Not saying the Urban Terrorists didn't play as a team, but you know, you get the idea there that they had it all going on, and in the end, they won 2-0, so props to them. What else do we have for you? Stronger Than All is in full swing. To be honest, I haven't been following it, so I'm not really sure what the deal is there. I don't even know if I have the website. I guess I should look at it, shouldn't I? Let's go to, let's see even if it's even up here. Hey, look at that. I do have it. What's today? Today's Friday. No games today. Check the rankings here for CTF. Pit Pie Fear. Wonderful Portugal clan, the strong Portuguese. ICU and SAB all 1-1 there, it looks like, for flags, as is EZT, Coil, TNT, and Wicked Industries. So nobody really cares about regular season, so that's a thing. Does not draw much in the term of listeners. A lot of good action from the frags division as well. Sex, ICU, SAC, XIL, all 3-0 over in the West frags division. Boss Knox, Fear, and Coil, all 3-0 in the East. Not that any of those teams are really a big surprise to see up top, especially Boss Knox, Fear, and Coil. You figure those four are going to battle it out to represent the East Frags division this season. And to be honest, I really don't think it matters who they go up in the West. ICU, probably the strongest contender over there. I suspect they will do a lot of damage. End up taking the West division from Frags. So have to watch and see. Talking to Blade Killer here, everybody give Blade Killer props. Give her a lot of love. She works her ass off, and sometimes, you know what, gets a very little in return for it, even from some of us on the development team, which is bad, I know. Everybody should support everybody else, especially when it comes to a community that even this is still relatively small compared to, you know, some of the other retail games out there. And, you know, even games, you know, that I cast or some of the other people here on TSN cast, for example, some of the bigger ones, Counter-Strike, which is now your retail game, Battlefield. You know, I go to a lot of these forums. More recently, it has been the Rainbow Six Raven Shield forums because I'm trying to get into covering that here for TSN. And first of all, I get no support from any of the league admins as I try to organize this and get their help like I have from the guys at ClanBase here. But just the complaints, the bitching, the moaning, it just... You know, it's amazing that development teams just don't fold up and quit, I tell you. Because we think you guys are bad at times, but you know what? You guys are actually really good. Now, I don't know if that has anything to do with us as a development team when it comes to actually being here and interacting and talking with the community. And I'm actually going somewhere with this, and hopefully I'll get there as soon as I'm done saying it. And, you know, you guys are the ones who give us the satisfaction that we do something that you guys enjoy, guys and girls. Can't leave out people, you know, like MJY and Femme Fatale and Hot Lips because they play too, but I'm lumping them in to the guys group, the gamers group. Let's just call it the gamers, easier that way. So what I'm getting at here is the community is the one who actually drives the game here. We do the work, but it's you guys who actually provide the feedback and give us the input as to how you want the game to be played. Sure, we have our plan. Sure, we stick to it. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes we sway left and right of our desired plan. But bottom line is we create a game that you hopefully enjoy to play. And right now, so I'm talking to Juno here, our VP at TSN. Good guy. Got to give Juno a lot of love, too. Anyway, back to that later. What I was getting to is we actually we I gave a talk here at the latest the most recent Everland, the summer 2003 event, and it actually went well. Had some questions asked, you know, about the community, about the mod. It is a 320 meg download. And the only place you can find it right now is over at File Planet. But if you want to do a search for it, go ahead. I'm trying to get the website updated here with it. Let me see if I have the file name so I can at least give you that. No, you know what? I don't. I transferred that over to a different computer here. Actually, you are in luck. I do have it. It's right here. So I don't know if you want to search. You can search Planet Quake for that. Roundtable with Oswald.rar. That is the file, but it's about a 30-minute video with sound, with picture of me talking about Urban Terror. We talk a little bit about Beta 3, about the past Urban Terror releases. We discuss the team, people like Blade Killer, like our Coders 27, Density High C, a lot of the mappers. And then we do dedicate quite a bit of the discussion to the community and how we interact with them, how we feel working with the community. So, you know, if you guys want to check it out, like I said, I am going to be getting that. Getting that up on the website here as soon as I can. I'm waiting actually for Roger over at PlanetQuake3.net to mirror that file, so it'll give you two options to download from. So that's the only thing I'm waiting on Roger now. He's out watching Bad Boys too, so gonna have to wait just for a little bit more. Aside from that, Beta 3 development, I'm sure that's what you all want to know about. I'm getting some private messages here. Beta 3 development, we are still going full bore at it. Some minor changes here. I just got a message here from Invis. He says both Crenshaw and Streets are going final now, so that too is good. And I believe that probably makes 8 or 9 maps now that are finalized. I got to go to our website and check. But you know we're getting close when we do start to see release clients of the maps being released by the team. Or excuse me, by the team or by some of the other mappers here. Let's see. Commune is currently on its second release client. Sanctuary is still in beta. Rommel is almost done. Siberia. Crenshaw. What else is done here? Abbey. Docks. Streets 2, as I just mentioned. Drug Lord 3. Offshore Filtration. So those are just a couple of the maps that are already as release clients, which means chances are they are pretty much finished and ready to go for the community to play. Damn it. So I unsnap my mic again. Yeah, that's what that big black thing is in front of my mouth. And no, AGBD is not here. So back off on those comments, okay? If you have any comments or questions, feel free. Send me a private message. I'm on Pound. Where am I? I'm on GamesNet. I'm on QuakeNet. And I'm on ETG Pound TSN or TSN Central even and Pound Urban Terror on QuakeNet and ETG. I'm going to step away, take a quick break. When we come back, some more comments about Beta 3 right here. TSN, the Team Sportscast Network.
And now, a fucking public service announcement for fucking TSN. Sometimes dealing with all you asshats causes a shoutcaster to drop occasional F-bomb or two or five. To put it another way, if you are offended by then please disconnect now, because it's only going to get worse.
Take a bite from the wall.
A little heavy metal action there. Mob Rules, little Black Sabbath. Going back to the 80s here, where I continue to live. And if you're in Pound Urban Terror this morning, talking about The Outfield. Yeah, the band The Outfield. An 80s band. Great album. And we were being told that the lyric was had the word corner in it and not vacation, but Slayer was wrong. It was vacation. You don't doubt Barbecue and myself when it comes to the 80s. We are like the 80s masters. You know, if we could start a band, we would both have the leather pants on, the big teased hair, you know, the vest with no shirts, the makeup, the mascara. That's right. We would have our own 80s band. It would be so cool. Anyways, welcome back. It's Oswald. This is TSN. Little urban radio for your Friday morning, afternoon, evening, wherever you are. Coming up here at noon, we do have some action coming up here on TSN. Hopefully you'll stay tuned for that. We actually have, what do we have? We have, as I said, CNC Generals coming up, Clanbase Euro Cup. We also have some a lot of Clanbase action today, in fact. I think Harkvile is going to be on here for probably like 3 or 4 hours casting. Also have Epileptic Gaming coming up tonight, 7 o'clock Eastern to 10 o'clock Eastern. In the mix with DJ Juno. Gotta love DJ Juno. Juno going to be doing the bouncing thing, Pound at JBN here on a GamesNet. As you can see how many bounces per minute DJ Juno goes. It's pretty great. You got to watch it. Very cool. He's on video, too. And it's one of the things I'm working on. So, Juno, if you're listening, get me those instructions for the video box. I want people to see me bounce when I cast Urban Radio. You just don't get the same effect looking at a webcam. I'm sorry. Anyway, we're back. Just got this from Invis. He says, both Crenshaw and Streets are now final. He says, I threw up a small pimp movie together for Crenshaw because people keep bugging me about it after they saw the movie of Streets. And this is the Crenshaw, as I'm typing it in, Crenshaw movie. And you can, dress code ain't moved from the 80s to Oz. Nope, dress code is not. I still wear my 80s clothes. I look damn cool, too. That link that I just posted in Pound Urban Terror on ETG, that is the Crenshaw teaser. And thankfully, Invis did not get shot when he went up to the Crenshaw district. Right, Invis? And, you got these cholos rolling up on him saying, hey, let's say, give me your camera. What are you doing taking pictures of our, But he's got a great story about it. He's told it to me a couple of times. Anyway, quick shout out from Slayer. Of Death Rat, so I'd like to give a shout out to all the Death Rat boys and give him a big sloppy kiss for bringing him on board. So Slayer looks like he's pimping his talents out to the highest bidding clan, and right now that is Death Rat. So props to you guys. Beta 3, what do you want to know about Beta 3? Release date? Well, guess what? I can't give that today. But we could have that for you on Monday, possibly even Sunday. We are that close to announcing it. It was I don't want to say it was scheduled, but we had talked about releasing a date this past Sunday. Unfortunately, we ran into some problems with one of the latest builds, so unfortunately we did not actually drop that release date on the website. The funny thing is I have the whole post worked up here. Granted, you can't see it because I got Sarah Michelle Gellar on my desktop. But we did have the entire post worked up, ready to go, and we decided to hold back that announcement date until... we're a little bit more sure of what we've done here. And what can I say? Again, I'm going to pimp Blade Killer. It's usually the other way around, but I got to pimp her out. She's been taking a lot of crap. Manager of the QA team, I mean, she's always there, always talking to those guys. And I know she's going to give a lot of love to Coil and some of the other clans that she deals with on a regular basis. These guys have... helped her out considerably, made her job much easier when it comes to QA testing. In fact, I was doing a little testing last night. I was on the Coil TeamSpeak server with, who was there? Valdrak, Blade Killer, Femme Fatale, Hot Lips from 223, Broly was there, a couple other guys. We had a 5-on-5 match at one time, playing a little bomb mode there, getting my ass capped every round. But all in all, I really think you guys are going to dig 3-0. Really think you're going to dig 3-0. We do think, and I know you guys are going to call me on this because you have in the past, but From a development standpoint, I don't think we put more time into a release than we have for 3.0. Does that mean it's the best release? Yes, it does mean it's the best release. But Oz, you said 2.6 was the best release. Yes, at the time it was the best release. And this is coming from a gamer standpoint. This is not coming from a PR standpoint. You want the PR standpoint? Well, when I post that up on UrbanTerror.net, you can get the PR standpoint from there. But from all the comments we were seeing from the QA team, from the dev team, everything is going great. It really is. As we've said, and we'll still stick by it, 3.0 will be released before QuakeCon. And I know that probably just brought a smile to the face of Invis and Illogical, who are going to try to be running a 2v2 tournament. And Invis, if you have any information about that, you can send it to me in that private message there. Uranus, don't piss me off. I'm just kidding. You're from Portugal, so I dig you. just kidding, Uranus. You know, I got some... I don't have those with me. Damn. I was going to say, I got some Mystery Science Theater 3000 outtakes on your name, and they're just funny. But I don't have access to those right now. Those are on my Macintosh. Anyway, back to what I was talking about. The 2v2 tournament, that's going to be, as I said, hosted by Invis and Illogical. They are working on getting some sponsors, believe it or not. Tommy of GeekWare is probably going to give some love into the Urban Terror community. He's going to provide some swag, t-shirts, stickers, these cool hats. Where's my cool hat? Hang on. If you got the webcam on, then you can see the cool hat that I have on here. Actually, it doesn't really fit over my fit over my headset, but you can now see the cool hat that I'm wearing. The boonie hats. That's what they are. The boonie hats. The boonie hats are very cool. It's got the Urban Terror logo on the front and geekwares.com on the back. But Tommy showing a lot of love to Urban Terror. And, you know, it's great. Every time I go with them and, you know, people are looking at the Urban Terror merchandise and even buying it, but they don't know what it is. I mean, the logo is that, personally, I think the logo is that cool that it doesn't really matter what it says or what the logo stands for. But, you know, people are always buying it. And, you know, I'm there hanging with Tommy. He says, oh, yeah. He says, this is one of the guys who makes that game. And, you know, kind of cool. Anyway. Here's some information. He says, actually, Invis is Invis says they're going to work up a bracket next week. He says details of the tourney rely on the schedule for the other tourneys, the other tournaments that are actually official sponsors, or excuse me, officially sponsored tournaments at QuakeCon. Urban Terror, not one of those. We had talked to Tapper about it. And also got a couple of emails from id Software, and can't really share all the details, but there's going to be no mods basically played at QuakeCon 2003 in Dallas, Texas, August 15, 16, and 17. It's actually going to be games, freestanding games, you know, Quake 3, obviously, Enemy Territory. So you guys can check that out. If you want to go to GeekWares, geekwares.com, drop my name, tell Tommy I sent you, and he'll hook you up. But look for some free stuff, too. I know we are still planning, I believe, and I haven't been told this, but I haven't talked to Zay either, of one of the QuakeCon organizers. But at last check, we were going to do a roundtable discussion again. As I've told Blade, and I told her last night, August is sort of a crappy month for me. It's very busy. And I've sort of been on the roof here. I know some of you people have heard, you know, some of what went on. I was sort of divided here, going to QuakeCon or going to another event that TSN is going to be at, WCG here in Los Angeles. So I was sort of torn because you have two events the same time, and I really didn't know what I was going to do. And like I had told Blade, and she had reminded me, I had sort of made a commitment to the development team, you know, like 8 months ago when I got my hotel room or whenever the rooms or the venue was announced. So I sort of felt bad that I was even considering going to Los Angeles here to, you know, help TSN out, shoutcast my FIFA and my Age of Mythology. But as it turns out, I'm not going to be going to either one of them, as I'm going to actually be going to Alaska on a cruise that same weekend. So that really puts a dampener on anything I wanted to do in August. So I might still fly out as we might have a meeting with id Software, believe it or not. I was talking to Robert Duffy last night on ICQ. He passed along some information to us, and we'll have to see where that goes. Some cool stuff. And like I said, I really can't share details right now, but I know Blade Killer and probably Rabbit Cow are going to be talking to Robert Duffy, Kevin Cloud, and a couple of the other dev guys at id Software when QuakeCon rolls around. Funny thing, Duffy even said, he says, yeah, maybe we can get drunk with you guys. Now, how cool is that, getting drunk with id Software? Anyways, back to what I was talking about. So brackets should be ready next week along with the rules. GeekWare is going to be a big sponsor of that. Who's going to QuakeCon, you ask? Well, Blade Killer and Rabbit Cow already committed to QuakeCon. Miles is going to be driving up from South Texas. And Dragone, I believe, is still working on getting together a couple $100. So if you want to donate $200 to the PayPal account, our donation site over on urbanterror.net, that $200 will go to fund Dragone going to QuakeCon 2003. Well, Uranus, it's actually id Software. It's not ID. I can tell you're not from America, but that's okay. We won't hold that against you. You're from Portugal, the second best country in the world. So those three people, at least those three confirmed people, are going to be at QuakeCon. As I said, I might be able to make it out for a day. It all depends. Right now, I'm actually planning on leaving either the 15th or 16th for, oddly enough, Vancouver, where Blade Killer and Rabbit Cow live. And unfortunately, I won't be able to see them on the trip up, but coming home I may hang with him for a day, so we'll actually have to see how that plays out. But she and Rabbit Cow will be there. They will be Urban Terror in force, and chances are they will be big supporters of the 2v2 tournament. As I said, once that information is made available, I will actually get that on the website. Invis, just remind me that, and we will put that up there, because this is like our biggest event. Just an amazing amount of support from people who actually attend QuakeCon. I don't know how many of you in Pound Urban Terror are going, but I hear we're going to have a lot of people. I mean, we've met some good people there from our community. Warhammer, just one of the first names that comes to mind. Cigar Man, he's another guy we've met. Dracostian, believe it or not, was there last year. Jaded Fox was there. Oh, yes, that little cheat demon was there, little punk. Who else was there? A lot of the Pit guys were there at one time. Snake was there. Barbecue, remind me who else from Pit was there, because I can't. MC and Big D, another guy, great guy. So, QuakeCon 2003, a good time. If you can go, I highly recommend you do. Even if you don't take your computer or get a slot reserved in the BYOC, the Bring Your Own Computer area, definitely go. Because you know what? It doesn't matter if you play games or not. Just hanging out with the people from the Urban Terror community and basically the Quake 3 community in general, it's a blast. I mean, I have not brought my computer any of the 4 years I've been there, and you know what? It really doesn't matter. It's overall a great time, and I suggest you go. So, my little rant on QuakeCon 2003. For those of you interested, QuakeCon.org. Oh, yeah, Bama was there too. Thanks, Tom. I forgot about Bama. That is where we coined the term coned, believe it or not. That was a QuakeCon 2002 moment. Funny enough. So, as I said, send me your comments, questions, gripes, complaints, whatever. I am willing to tell you whatever you would like to know about Beta 3. And right now, none of you really want anything said. So, you know what? That's cool. I'll keep going. Blade Killer, again, working on the menu file. She didn't get a lot of love from the team on this, but if you guys have any suggestions as how you'd like the menus changed, be it color or layout, drop us a line. I mean, we're open to suggestions here, and she actually did up a pack file. And from what she was telling me, I guess the menu files, they're .menu. They're the files that create how the menu is laid out, how it looks, colors, things like that. I guess it's not that easy to actually work with. Sweet Nuts spent quite a bit of time on there. I know Tom has done some work recently on adding some features to the menu. And she's been working on it here. She has a test pack out that is a work in progress, but she really didn't get a lot of love from us here on the team. I sort of feel bad. We don't like seeing Blade Killer bummed out. We like seeing her being Blade Killer, right? So we're looking at doing some changes to the menu. Not that all of that is going to happen in 3.0, but we will have some changes forthcoming on that as well. I would mind to know what the current issues you are all working on. Well, right now, I believe one of the main issues still relates to hit detection or part of the lag code. The coders have added an interesting feature in there that allows you to see 3D boxes of when you move and when you shoot, so you can actually see the difference between the two. I really can't explain it all that well. I know the coders could, and I know Blade Killer could, but it's interesting to see when you move and when you shoot the difference between the two, and you know that attributes to things like missing. But so far, it's turned out really well, I believe. The boxes, basically, you would like to have the boxes on top of each other, but if they're separated by, you know, like a pixel or even 5 or 10 pixels at the most, or units, excuse me. I mean, that is still relatively close. So it's one of the things that we're still working on, and there's been some issues about that. What else? I'm looking at our latest thing here. Latest information here on the QA site. You guys are going to dig the bomb explosion. I'm not going to go into details about that. You'll just have to wait and see for yourself. But IC has done a kick-ass job on the bomb explosion. very cool. What else? Server browser on Webby could do with a ping status. All right, well, you know what? Send Basilisk a private message. Thunder, no, you will not be able to see those boxes. Those are only for developmental purposes. Those boxes will be gone once we release 3. So, yeah, it's a dev thing. So, no, you will not see those. Basically, airline security, that's about it. I mean, things are really coming together, as I said. And I'm going to look at the latest notes here off Release Client 3. Release Client 3. We have some new CVARs added. As I said, we do have some new CVARs, some new crosshairs. It looks like we fixed some more bugs. The helmet skins have been updated. We've added done some changes to the camo, to the gray vest. Yes, vests are now gray. I don't know if we mentioned this, but there is going to be a new folder, a new directory for Urban Terror. It's going to be Q3UT3. No longer will you have a... Now, this is where I'm sure people are going to get fused. And, you know, when I say RTFM, we mean RTFM. Or actually, do the README. Either one. We don't care. But there is going to be a new folder. It's going to be Q3UT3. All the files, which is going to be all one pack file, going to be downloaded in, or excuse me, going to be extracted into that one folder. We are going to have that set up in the zip and the install file. Size of the file, I would say roughly 200 megabytes, possibly even a bit smaller. But you can assume it's going to be that big right now. But we will have a new directory, so you'll basically have to copy all your other files minus the pack files. You know, right now it's pack 0 through pack 7. It's all going to be a pack 0 file once again. Nice, clean file, trim, slim, sexy pack 0 file. That is going to be in your Q3UT3 directory. So you can download things like your Q3 config, your personal config, any sort of server config you have, all your maps. All that stuff can just be moved over to the new folder, and you can get rid of the Q3UT2 directory. New maps included. Yes, Tetra. New maps included. And I know somebody asked us that here on the Urban Terror forums about the final map list. As I go to the Urban Terror forums, which in fact are back up on a brand new machine. Thanks to Basilisk for that. New machine is up and running. Somebody had asked about the maps in 3.0. Well, we don't have a final on the maps yet. We are close, but we are not going to give all that information out quite yet. as I pull up my radio notes here from the 6th of last month, and I believe I put a list in here. No, you know what? I didn't. Ain't that a bitch? But we haven't finalized it, but as I said, you can expect some of the maps I've just talked about, and I can run through those again for those of you who get out your pencil and paper and take down notes here. Commune, Sanctuary, Rommel, Siberia, Mines, Crenshaw, Nimrod, Abbey 2, Docks, Algiers, we believe, Streets 2, Casa 2, Ricochet, Revolution, Drug Lord, Offshore, Filtration, Uptown, Twin Lakes, and possibly Precinct. Those are just some of the maps that are going to be included in Beta 3. If you want me to repeat those, you know what? You'll have to download the MP3 and listen to it all again. How's that? No Beta 2 maps won't work or be supported. Why even ask? Well, like going from Beta 1.x to 2.x, Beta 2 maps will work. They won't be fully supported unless a level designer goes back in there and adds things, because there are some new features that were released in the new definition file, which you can find over on thesixthfloor.com. Thanks to Dragon for all the work he's done on that, and the coders for the time they put into it. But there's some new CVARs some new entities that you can use. And again, we're not going to talk about all those because we want you to see them in action in game. But obviously a Beta 2.6 map will not work in 3.0 if you want to play Bomb. Sure, it'll work for Team Survivor, but there's going to be some. Going to be some changes, so we're trying to get some more maps supported. We know Excalibur is all excited about the new definition file. That means he can finish up Paradise 2. And Rucab, another old map. Talk about old. Rucab was a 1.27 map. So yes, to some degree, the old maps will be supported, but don't expect the new game modes or some of the new features to be supported for Beta 3. So I'm going to step away, take another break here, and maybe get a granola bar to eat. Going to leave you a little outfield here as I was talking all about it. 61 seconds from the outfield. Play deep. It's Oswald. This is TSN. We'll be right back.
Six. dialed in to Quake 3 Urban Terror's Urban Radio with your host, Oswald. Right here on the number one station for online gaming, TSN.
Oh yeah, dead air. Hey, trying to do too many things here at once. Okay, we are back. It's Oswald. This is TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. As I see Vancilli popping in the channel, it's anybody's ball game, as Vancilli loves to say. I always make fun of Vancilli. You know what? He's actually turned out to be a very good shoutcaster. A little iffy there when he first began, but you know what? He's gotten a lot better. You know, to our credit, I don't know how we did it, but even when I first casted with Jeff T, and it's, God, probably a year and a half ago now. We must have been doing an OGL match or an STA match, maybe even a Cal match. I don't remember. But we didn't have some of the resources at our disposal like we have now. Thanks to Density, we have a CVAR called Shoutcaster Spectator, and you can turn that on 1 and 0. And that'll actually show you name, weapon, and health status of all the gamers when you're in pure spec mode and you're free-floating around the map. So, you know, you could actually sit there above the action and watch everybody, you know, that comes and goes. You know, for example, if you had two clans meeting over in the marketplace in UT Casa, you have one coming down the alley, Timbers, and the other coming down the new alley there. You know, you could actually sit above there and watch all the action. Well, before that time, we didn't have that. We had we actually had to go first person, so you know we could actually toggle between first and third person, but the only way you could see the name of the player was down in the bottom right-hand corner of the screen. So you'd actually have to watch that person, look at the death message, and try to decide what happened. So it really wasn't the easiest game to shoutcast, and I know we're having that same problem with enemy territory right now, that they're working on some OSP functions for it, but those shoutcasting ET here at TSN... have to do the same thing. You have to go into a first-person mode or a third-person mode to see who is actually fighting and then try to put two and two together. So not the easiest thing to do. A little outfield there, as I said, 61 seconds off their album Play Deep. Great album. Great album. Then again, it's all 80s here. Invis, I'll get back to you here in just a minute. I got some more to say to you. Slayer says, so Oz, a question. This is for the benefit of the community. How does the Negev compare in power, etc., to the current weapons given the magazine capacity of 150 rounds? Well, it's wildly inaccurate, believe it or not. I think it's probably going to field quite a few complaints because gamers are not going to like the fact that if you take that weapon... you can't run for long periods of time because any sort of movement you make, any sort of running movement you make on it, you're going to lose stamina quicker than you would if you took any of the other weapons. So right there, that might detract some from using it, as many seem to think that speed is key in Urban Terror. But the weapon does have its place. It can be used for defensive purposes in a CTF match or now in bomb and defuse mode. So, actually, I love it. I mean, it's about the only weapon I can actually kill with because I can sit there and spam, you know, 90, 100 rounds and get a kill out of it. So it's kind of cool. Just ask those I have been testing with. P90, nope, not anytime soon. Sorry, it's still being worked on, still being animated. Will not make it into Beta 3. Put that to rest right there. What else? I saw some other questions here. Oh, yeah, go to geekwares.com, buy something from us, please. Sport some Urban Terror wear. Oh, yeah, and remember on the negative, if you take extra ammo, that's 450 rounds. I don't think you're going to burn through 450 rounds in, say, a two-minute game mode. Can you tell what the new reticles are going to look like? I heard you changed them for the G36, perhaps the SR8, the PSG1. Are they modeled to the real thing? Talking to Machine about it. It's going to be reworded to include a reworked. You're talking about Eagle, I assume. Yes, you are. So there's going to be a new improved Eagle. See, now the only problem that I have with community reworking maps is that they're going to make the original available. You know what? We shouldn't even have to do that anymore, and here's why. Because the new... the new definition file, which I have listed here on my game computer, will allow you to add functionality and playability to a map if you want to change the map with some new features. For example, Casa, it's probably the best example we have, even Docs, but I know Casa works a little bit better. You all know how Casa plays right now. You know, it's basically a pretty small map, probably the favorite when it comes to Team Survivor in a lot of the leagues, in Clan Base, in STA, in TWL, OGL, whatever league you play in. For Bomb Mode, we've extended it. For CTF, we've made it a bigger map, but there's now functions that allow you to close off and open up sections of the map, you know, like where those gates are near the New Alley spawn point there, where the, I think it's the blue team spawns. You basically spawn at the bottom of that small hill, and there's a gate back there. Well, now that gate's open for Bomb Mode and CTF. So you shouldn't have to have two and three versions of a single map floating around. You should be able to have one. And if you want it to play differently in Team Survivor than it does in CTF, you can actually do that. I'm sure Invis or Dragon could write an entire paper on it as to, you know, how to do it. But it's just one of those things that, you know, you're going to see more and more maps that are going to be updated by level designers here in the community. And now you're going to end up having two versions of a map. For example, I'm just going to use Eagle as an example. You know, a 2.x version and now an Eagle 2. And honestly, I see no point. If you're going to run an Eagle 2, get rid of UT Eagle. That's just my opinion. So, and as I said, you're not going to see old versions of Silicon Ice maps included. So you can kiss Abby goodbye because it's now updated to Abby 2. And I'm sure that's going to piss a lot of people off. But that is how we're going to do it. A question here from Binary 102. How have the existing weapons, not the Emmy, been adjusted? They've all been adjusted. I'm not even going to go into details about each individual tweak on it because, you know what, I would be here all day. So you'll just have to wait and see how it plays out here in the end because I can say, well, we've decreased the firing rate on the G36, but we've upped the damage rate. Well, great. What does that mean? I mean, the only thing you have to compare it with is to how the weapon shoots now. I mean, you got to compare it to how the other weapons shoot. So we can say, well, we've decreased the damage of the LR-300. Now, what does that tell you? Well, that doesn't tell you much. It only tells you how it's going to relate to the new G36. So any weapon changes like that, you're just going to actually have to wait until we release it. Because right now, going into any details on the weapons are somewhat pointless. So sorry about that. Uranus. How about the player stats thing? Is that still... No, player stats on hold, not coming out for Beta 3. Really didn't have time. As I said, this is sort of a combination of 2.7 and 3.0. We didn't want to call the release 2.7 because we've done more work on this version than just a patch to go from 2.6A to 2.7. It's much more than that. It's not quite all of 3.0, but it's a lot of the features that we wanted implemented, such as the bomb diffuse, the new definition file. We added the new weapon, new model skins. So we decided to go with 3.0, but we haven't included everything that we had planned. No big deal. Quick shout out to HSO, headshots only. Tetra, you'll be happy to know that I am planning on casting HSO. That's right. You guys are going to be featured. When are you going to be featured? I'm looking here. I believe you're going to be featured. Maybe you're not. You are. I just forgot what day it was. Maybe it's next Sunday. Ah, well. You are going to get some love. So stay tuned for that here on TSN. A little clan-based action coming up later this week. As I'm just a bit behind here in Pound Urban Terror. Sorry. Okay, Uranus, I did not ignore your question. I just answered it, so deal with it, okay? Yeah, we need more sidearms. You know what? No, we don't. No sidearms. We have two. That's all you're getting. Thank you very much. Now, see, Thunder's responding to my comment here about the two Eagle maps. Great, you can get rid of Eagle, but leagues and server admins are still going to run the old Eagle. Should they? No, they shouldn't, but they will. It's bound to happen. They do it now. I mean, there's maps that, you know, I won't shoutcast because they're an old version. I mean, there's no reason we should be running old versions of maps. That's, you know, unless we included it in our pack file and it was named exactly the same thing, but you name it the exact same thing, you're going to run into problems because now servers are going to be having the old version on there that's named uteagle.bsp. The new version is named uteagle.bsp, and now you're going to have a conflict and it's not going to work. So, like I said, that's just one of my little pet peeves there. I mean, if you change maps, admins should get rid of it too, but we know some admins do not really care. Others, like Giant Black Dude, Ghost, Bob, M68, I mean, you know, those guys like dealing with the server side of things, and they have, they do put a little bit of time into it, so, you know, just my little complaint. M4 is gone. So is the modeler who did it. It's not coming back. Don't worry. I love saying that. How can you say the LR looks gay? In my opinion, it looks 100% better than the M4. I don't see where you guys come off thinking that. But hey, that's you. That's not me. What do I know, right? What do I know? I don't know anything. I know I'm going to play a little Crystal Method. I'm going to take a break. We'll be right back. What's up? It's Oswald back with you here, TSN. A little urban radio for your Friday morning, afternoon, evening enjoyment. As it's only 10 o'clock here on the SoCal coast of the U.S. SoCal's about the only place we really care about right now. Some comments here that I'd like to make. Commenting about, you know, Thunder sent me another message here saying we're not on the same wavelength.
old maps, unless they are updated, should be forgotten. Like I was using the example of UT Eagle. You're going to have UT Eagle. You're going to have UT Eagle 2. Servers should run the new version. They should not run the old version. But I guarantee you, they'll be there. We can same thing with Casa. I guarantee it's going to happen. We're going to have the new UT Casa there, and people are going to continue to play that. And they'll make their stupid little original Casa MP3 or PK3, and they'll put that on servers. And I'm sorry, but Sid's not going to support older maps. There's no reason to. I mean, you know, we update our definition file. We update our game for a reason. And you know what? Mappers are really going to have to do the same. And I know Invisil will agree with that. I know Dragoon will agree with that. So, you know, if we can update a map, like I said, using Casa again, if we can update a map that is going to play like the original, but also include features and functions that allow you to play bomb mode or CTF on it, where's the problem? There is no problem. I mean, you look at some of these maps. I'm trying to think of the one that, what's his name? The Italian guy made Mad Horse. You know, he had how many versions of this thing out? 4 or 5 versions floating around. You know, nobody could ever play it because there are so many different versions out there that, you know, that's what I'm getting at. Old versions should not be supported unless they're updated. That's just my personal comment. That is not that of the development team, but I'm sure many would have the same sort of a comment when it comes to it. New weapons. Yeah, good luck. No more new weapons. We've already said that. Boo, have you tested the new version of Beta 3? No, you haven't. Knife damage has been increased, as have the Bover boots. You can now seriously do a lot of damage with the Bover boots, which I'm sure you guys are going to like. See, a lot of the stuff you guys are bringing up, we've already tweaked. I mean, the knives have been tweaked. The boots have been tweaked. 2 DEs won't happen. No dual weapons will happen. That's unrealistic, and you know what? We don't want it. Then again, Urban Terror is not realistic, so what do I mean? Yeah, see, I got backing from Speed Freak, so that's all that matters. What else do we have here for you? I'm going to have to scroll through the forums to find out. That's why I played the music, so I could actually get in there and do some stuff. But that did not happen. Comments, questions, feel free to send me a private message. I am in Pound Urban Terror on ETG and QuakeNet. And remember, we do have a lot of Urban Terror coming up here on TSN. what do we have this week? We have 2 more matches this week, Saturday and Sunday. And then coming up next week, and they're not even all scheduled yet, we're going to have a match Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday at least, and chances are Monday as well. So it's going to be a full week of Urban Terror action right here on TSN. You know what's cool about this is it happens between like 11 and 12, so I can cast before I go to work. Just thought I'd say that. I dig that. But coming up later today here on TSN, as I have alluded to in the past, we're going to have Epileptic Gaming tonight, 7 o'clock Eastern. Join DJ Wheat as he brings you all the console action. Should be a good show. Always is. He also has his 1-800 number up and available if you want to call in and talk to DJ Wheat. Grayscale and Nice Guy Ed. Those 3 guys are going to be rocking the mic today. It's going to be the Teresa is a Big Yellow Alien show. News of the week. Quick bits, some reviews of Tomb Raider, Angel of Darkness for PlayStation 2, Monster Rancher Advance for the Game Boy Advance. Going to have a first look at Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic for the Xbox. Going to have their top 10 games and open phones. So drop by the IRC channel tonight. Pound TSN on EDG and GamesNet. Show begins at 7 o'clock Eastern. Also, DJ Juno going to be taking to the airwaves in a little in the mix. You can watch DJ Juno do the bounce thing. Count his bounces. Very cool. Pound at JB in here. 10 o'clock Eastern after Epileptic Gaming. And coming up here in just about 2 hours, it's going to be Arkvale. A lot of clan-based Euro Cup Generals action right here on TSN. Just a few of the things coming up later today. Hopefully you stay tuned to some of that as we get ready to take you into the weekend here. Some more comments coming in here, Ashoka. is damage going to be changed based on shot distance in 3.0. The only weapon that is going to affect is going to be the shotgun. We're still working on it. I believe we have it just about right, although I do remember seeing a comment here in our team channel as I'm scrolling there right now. But that is going to have damage over distance, so obviously the further you are away, the less damage it is going to do. As I'm looking at it right now, the latest information says 27 says I gave the across the map sniping a try with the spas. He says it hits, but with so little damage that it's barely annoying, very hard to do. He says this isn't a 2.3 spas sniping scenario. So spas is strong. It's strong at some range, but unless you're really close up, you won't die from it, or if you have very little health. So we're pretty happy with the spas as it is now, and I believe it's going to change. And if anybody wants to give me any other information on that, I'll feel free to take it. So big shout-out to Magnus here. A little woot for Magnus as he's tuned in. Checking out a little Urban Radio today. I do want to thank Roadkill for this show. Roadkill Beer, he's the one who got me on the server. Said he wanted to hear Urban Radio. I hadn't done it for a week or so. So Roadkill, thanks. I'll tip a cold one tonight when I get home for you. Slayer wants to know, when is Sid going to ask add a drum magazine or extended clip? What is extra ammo, dude? Enough said. Knox Jason Bourne, question. With the new maps like Casa, when the huge areas are added, is that going to be just like for TS, or will it be closed off somehow just like the original halls? Well, that's actually what I was trying to discuss here a bit ago. The new maps... The new maps, and I'll try to explain it one more time. Picture would actually do better. But I'm just using UT Casa as an example. Say you spawn over in the new alley where the blue team spawns for Team Survivor, right off the path there of the fountain courtyard. And right behind you, there's a gate. And that gate, obviously, you can't climb over the gate. You can't open the gate because that's not part of the map. It just looks like it continues on down a hallway. Well, with the new definition file that the level designers have, they can actually open that gate up now and make that a new pathway that goes to new portions of the map. And this is going to be used for things like Bomb and Defuse, like CTF, to increase the size of the map. Because honestly, could you see playing CTF on UT Casa with the size it is now? Possibly. It's still a bit small for CTF. It'd be a very fast game. And the problem with CTF is that spawns end up being on top of the flag, which... as you've seen, unless you have the spawn delay reset value at 8 or 10 seconds, then, you know, you're going to continually be spawning right on top of the flag, and it's going to be very difficult to grab the flag, let alone cap it. So what we've done is we've taken that idea, and we've actually made spawn rooms now. You've seen one-way doors, spawn rooms, that only the red team can exit out of. The blue team's not going to be able to get in. So we've added those two maps like UT Casa, like UT Docks, and those are only going to be available in specific game modes, for example, CTF. You'll be able to run out, spawn protected, run out, and get into the game. So things like that. But getting back, like I said, Casa should still be able to be played the way it is now for Team Survivor and be played in Bomb or CTF. Casa would be. Some of you guys are not understanding it, so I've tried to explain it. I'm sure some of you smart people out there got it. But Casa right now can be played both ways on the new map. That's basically all I'm gonna say. And Jason, if that's the answer to your question, good. So, yay. Slayer, as I said, no, we are not gonna add more ammo. There is already extra ammo. That is all we need. Another question here from Boo. Will any of the grenade modes, arm on release and instant arm, not make it into 3? Yeah, the instant arm has already been taken out, that option. You still can prime the grenade. You can hold it. And basically holding it is, the longer you hold it, the less time you're going to have to throw it. So you can actually still do somewhat of an instant arm. We've taken it out for numerous reasons because there was actually... quite a bit of grenade spam. I guess it depends on what league you play in and what school of thought you come from. But we have removed the instant arm grenade mode for the hand grenades. We've also taken out the flash grenades, as you know. No more flash grenades. Why? People continue to ask. Well, we did have quite a few problems with them. First off, the delay was too long, and then we tried to change it here for 3.0 and try to shorten it up a bit. Before that, we tried to make the flash not as effective if you turn away from it, but yet there are still gamers out there who would just toss flash grenades at their leisure, end up blinding their own team, and teammates end up dying. So it's basically, you know, it was a good idea. It just really, I don't think we want to put much more time into it, considering the problems we have. You know, somebody who does a good flashbang grenade, Raven Shield did a great one. It's got a flash, it's got a bang, but it also has like a blurry vision. It's kind of cool effect. If you play Raven Shield, you know what I'm talking about. Very cool stuff. Obviously, Boo, you were not listening. You were not listening. No, you can prime your grenades. That means you can hang on to it and explode yourself if you want. It is not like Counter-Strike. I don't even know where you got that comment from. You can prime the grenades, you can hold them, and you can release it right next to you if you'd like. But yes, there is a bit of a longer fuse on it, so it basically makes up for the instant arm. So, you know what? Bottom line, you're going to have to deal with it because it has been changed, and you know what? The old version is not coming back. Sorry. All right. Take another break here. I got to talk to somebody, and when we do, we will come back. Hopefully have some more comments and questions from all of you out there. It's Oswald. This is TSN, and we will be right back.
ArtOfWarCentral.com provides everything a dedicated gamer has come to expect of a gaming server company.
With lightning-fast service and top-notch customer service, Art of War Central prides themselves on offering the best overall gaming experience. If you're in need of a rock-solid server, head over to ArtOfWarCentral.com. Unlike other providers, Art of War Central has a support staff available to answer your questions over the phone until the midnight oils burn out. All 7 days of the week. Need a website? How about a TeamSpeak server? Art of War Central can do it all at a moment's notice.
Look at your hand off the mouse.
Whatever else you might be holding.
Hey, don't touch those.
And grab the phone. Call 1-866-LOW-PING and let Art of War Central take care of the rest. Need more info before you sign the dotted line? Go to www.artofwarcentral.com and see for yourself. Art of War Central. High quality servers for the serious gamer.
She's got a bag of jelly. love you, Alan. Oh, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hello?
Mr. Tom's Escort Service? Yes, I'd like to... No, wait, three blondes for tonight. Yeah. No. That's right. Oswald. 21. Yeah. No. No, blondes. BLONDES. Yes, credit card. The usual account. Kate, see you tonight then.
Dialed in to Quake 3 Urban Terrors Urban Radio with your host, Oswald. Right here on the number one station for online gaming, TSN.
And you know, next time you do that, make it redheads, because I prefer redheads over blondes, but it's neither here nor there. Is it? No, it's not, but thank you much, Uranus. What's going on? It's Oswald here, TSN. A little urban radio for your Friday. Taking you into the weekend here as you guys get to hang out and do nothing. And what do I have to do? I have to go to work all weekend. Ain't that a bitch? 16 hours on Sunday, but that leads me into my Friday. So I get off Monday morning. I cannot wait. So what else do you want to know? We have a release coming up here. Haven't announced it yet, but that could come as early as Sunday or Monday. Not the release itself, but the announcement of the release. We will be having a release party, unless the community pisses me off. No, I'm kidding. We will have a release party. It will be before the actual release, just like we had for Beta 2 and 2.6. We will be here in IRC and Pound Urban Tier. We'll also be on TSNCentral.com. We will be giving away some swag, so hopefully you guys will want to tune in and hear everything we want to say about 3.0. We'll also have the development team on hand. We'll be talking a little bit about Beta 3, so hopefully you'll tune in for that one. And we'll have to see how that goes, but I figured free stuff will get anybody... Yeah, when? I don't know when. Actually, I know when, but I can't say it. So, as I said, wait until Sunday or Monday, and should be able to find out. What else have we talked about today? Talked about the maps. Talked about... Sorry. Talking to TSN Bot. We talked about the maps. Talked about the new definition file that was released. We pimped Invis's new teaser. I don't have that teaser available, do I? I should have it somewhere here as I scroll back. There it is. Crenshaw movie. We pimped that here earlier. Crenshaw teaser. Check that out. It does take DivX 5.0.5. So need that to view it. But everybody pretty happy with his Streets teaser. They want to see the Crenshaw teaser. And you know what? Crenshaw's a very cool map. I'm just lucky that we're just lucky that Invis did not get capped. When he was up there taking pictures of the graffiti, right, Invis? By the way, how was Aliberto's yesterday down on Poway Road? Good stuff? Sorry, Invis is from my hometown, so I know all the hot spots, as does he. So, coming up here in just about an hour and a half, little Command and Conquer Generals. It's going to be Arkvile and Juno taking to the airwaves for a couple hours of CNC Generals shoutcasting. From Clan Base, the Euro Cup. It's going to be on Server 1 right after I get off tonight. Epileptic Gaming, 7 o'clock Eastern, followed by Juno with In Da Mix. If you haven't checked that out, you got to see the llama bounce. So that's about all I have. If you guys have no further question, I'm going to play another tune and then get out of here. I'll give you just a couple more minutes here before I vacate the server and turn it on over to Juno and... Arkvile right here on TSN.
We need a chick.
Yeah. We need a chick who's cool.
Yeah. We need a chick that's got tattoos on her butt.
Yeah. We need one of those chicks. Like, a chick who's older, who's like, done it a lot of times.
Yeah. We need a chick that used to be married to some dork, and so now, like, she's all wild and stuff.
It's like it needs to be louder. Loud.
Is this like
What's the music? This sounds like Warrant. I got you. You wear my ring.
I'm on Santa's cloud. I'm back and scared.
That was cool.
Put your little hand in mine. Ain't no hill or mountain we can't climb. Ooh,
babe.
True that you used to be like married to the Bono dude?
Bono, Sonny Bono.
Dude. Is that that dude that's like a cop in San Diego?
No, yeah. No, it's the mayor of Palm Springs.
He's a wuss.
Yeah, well, kinda.
So, like, sure. Like, I heard you're like, you know, into young dudes.
Yeah, well. You feeling lucky, butthead?
Score!
You know, all you gotta do is just... Lose, you know.
Hey, Beavis. Get out of here.
Hey, it's Oswald back with you here at TSN. Yeah, that's right, little Beavis and Butthead experience here on TSN. Beavis and Butthead, best cartoon ever on television, but I don't think we'll go there because I know I'll catch a lot of flack as well. Fortunately, that's something that I have no control over. Huh? Quick shout out from Tom to Bama and Snake. Both had babies 5 days apart. Bama and Snake with babies. That is a scary thought. Really scary thought. See, Dragon has decided to bless us with an appearance here. Dragon, what's up? For those of you who want changes to the maps, feel free to send Dragon an email, dragon@clantriad.net or dragon@urbanterror.net. He'll be more than happy to take your suggestions, catalog them, and respond to you. That is about all she wrote today. Been on here for just about an hour, hour and a half now. Hopefully that gives you your urban radio fix. As I'm going to have to get off the air now and go do a few things here before I head to work. I do want to thank everybody who has tuned in today. Pretty decent show considering that really didn't have anything coming into it. But rest assured, as we make our way toward the release date, you guys will get more Urban Radio. So, everybody, thanks a lot for tuning in. Remember, stay tuned. CNC General is coming up here in just about 1 hour. It's Oswald. I'm out.